I'd rather dictate a clinic note on Philip Samuelson, S-A-M-U-E-L-S-O-N. Patient follows up today after calling, after reviewing culture, showing continued presence of MRSA, wanting additional antibiotics. Patient has a history of bowel signs within normal limits, immunizations up to date, allergies of penicillin and questionable sulfur, medical history and medications, takes Prilosec over the counter. No medications, medical history negative, surgical history negative. Chief complaint. Present illness. Patient presents with infected left forearm and been taking tetracycline for the past 2 weeks without much change. Has a history of multiple pyelodermas with MRSA, treated with tetracycline over the past few years with reoccurrence. Has history of questionable allergies to sulfur, describes crystal formation in urine affecting his penis without rash or other symptoms suggested bacterial or sulfur allergy. Via symptoms, non-contributory, physical exam, vital signs, no general appearance, no distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. TM's clear, pupils reacting around light accommodation. Extraocular muscles intact, no inflammation of conjunctiva, nasal and lower mucosa negative, neck supple without masses or lymphadenopathy, lungs clear, auscultation and percussion without rouse or wheezes, heart regular rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Abdomen soft without organomegaly or tinnitus, bowel sounds not active. Back without abnormality, skin negative for discoloration or other lesions other than presence of excoriated oval lesion left dorsal forearm, measuring 2.5 centimeters with exudate and necrosis of skin. Extremities negative for cyanosis and clumping. No tinnitus, restricted range of motion. Neuropsych, arm 10 times 4, cranial nerve 2 to 10. Intact, no motor sensory deficit noted, no mood effect disturbance. Patient was advised, impression recurrent MRSA. Patient was advised to call tomorrow with pictures of 3 antibodies given before that kind of clarify questionable sulfur allergy, given prescription for doxycycline to take for the next 2 weeks. We'll add second antibiotic after discuss other antibiotics availability tomorrow. Patient going offshore, so we're advised to return in 1 month for follow-up. Was advised to use betadine soaks, top in mupirocin ointment to wound, as well as intranasally. As recommended, patient advised to go to online to try to find more information about MRSA and other self-treatments that might be beneficial. Okay, yeah. May need may need additional treatment, including Fosahex, BAS, to try to get infections, recurring infections under control versus referral to infectious disease specialists. Thank you, Dr. Hamadir.